Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitish Bangle, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello. Thank you, and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Today on this call, we have Punit Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Deepak Beriwala, CFO. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which is based on belief, opinion, and expectations as of today. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page number 2 of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Punit Makharia, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitish.
Thank you.
A very good evening to all my friends, and a very warm welcome to everyone for Q1 FY24 earnings call of our company. Friends, today on this call, I am joined with Mr. Deepak Beriwala, our CFO, and Mr. Nitish Bangle, our Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I hope you all have got an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on the company's websites. Friends, now I'll take you through the financial and operational performance of our company for Q1 FY24. In the fiscal year 2023, our main goal was to ensure the efficient operation of our manufacturing plants while also focusing on maintaining a strong cash flow conversion cycle. Friends, we were very careful not to accumulate any kind of a costly inventory or any kind of a bad debt that could have been a negative impact on our financial health and retaining our existing customers. Rather than pursuing rapid top-line growth without considering the long-term implications, we took a measured approach and prioritized stability over short-term mindset. Additionally, we made sure to stay away from the commodity pricing and market trends so that we could avoid any unfavorable situations. By taking these precautions and thus making strategic decisions, we are able to successfully navigate the challenges of the year and maintain our financial stability. Your company is able to maintain its operating cash flow without mounting any incremental working capital debt in spite of increase in the total sale, successful completion of expansion for 175 crore. Regardless of the same, the company still maintains cash flow in form of investments for 60 crore on consolidated basis, which are no-lien investments. In the dyes and dyes segment, we experienced a moderate growth rate in this quarter. While the demand in both the domestic and export market has softened due to the weak demand depression and energy crisis globally, cautiously discretionary spending and ultimately affected capacity utilization in textile and garment-making units. Despite these market conditions, our efforts and initiatives allowed us to maintain stable revenue figures. The basic chemical intermediate pricing rose as the dyes intermediate prices are focused to reduce their production drastically. During the past recent period, there had been a circumstance where the floods and heavy rain situation in Haryana and Punjab specifically, unstable raw material pricing, persistent impact of Ukraine and Russia war, which were having ultimate ripping effects on the demand. Further, presently on the bright side and comforting prospects, last 15 days, we see the pricing have arrived at almost stable phases, and demand is also picking a comeback. Furthermore, now we are running our plants on full capacity. However, now there is a sign of recovery, and we expect production to improve gradually. Demand for the dyes is increasing again slowly and gradually. Friends, these represent significant milestones in your company, and we anticipate experiencing higher growth volumes in terms of our SSP division as a result of expansion. Additionally, we are proud to be supporting the Atma Bharat Nirbhar Abhiyan initiative by promoting the use of indigenous fertilizer like SSP. The government is also actively increasing the consumption of SSP, which we believe will further drive the demand to our products and positively impact our business. Lastly, I am delighted to report that the company has a robust balance sheet and a no-lien deposit of 60 crores. The strong cash position is a significant asset for the long-term stability and sustainability of the business model. Friends, as you are aware that we have managed to achieve moderate growth despite the challenging circumstances of the geopolitical tensions, economic downstreams, and highly inflammatory pressures. We have attributed this success to our unwavering commitment to sustainable growth, even in the face of adversity. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the future and expect to see significant improvements in both our profitability and revenue growth in next few quarters. We remain steadfast in our dedication to achieve our goals, and we are confident that our hard work and strategic planning will continue to pay off in the months and years to come, despite the challenges that lie ahead. We are excited to tackle them head on head, built on success that we have achieved so far. Friends, now a quick update on the expansions of the company. We are pleased to announce that despite several obstacles, we have successfully commissioned our Diwanganj plant of Madhya Bharat Phosphates Private Limited, which is 100% owned subsidiary of Shri Pushkar Chemicals, with a production capacity of 132,000 metric tons of single super phosphate. The quality, administration, sales operation are at a stabilizing phase. Also, we have completed setting up an additional capacity of 32,000 metric tons of SSP in Kisan Phosphates Private Limited. After all necessary approvals, dry trial runs, quality parameters are set up, and manpower arrangements at Unit 5, that is at D10 MIDC Lote Parshuram, has already started its commercial production entirely for all of the products of its plants. The production, quality and sales are at a stabilizing phase. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Deepak, who is CEO of our company and now who will take you through the financial operational highlights of Q1 FY24.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone. Our revenue for Q1 FY24 was ₹175.53 crores, increase of 4% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for Q1 FY24 stood at INR 14.02 crores with an EBITDA margin of 8%. PAT for Q1 stood at INR 7.90 crores with a PAT margin of 4.50%. On volume side, on consolidated basis, our total volume for Q1 FY21 in chemical sector increased by 43.50% on year-on-year basis, and in fertilizer sector, volume increased by 18.81% on year-on-year basis. With this, we can now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Solanki.
Sir, I had multiple questions. Firstly, in the opening remarks, you said that demand scenario is improving. So, any idea on the realizations that will also improve once the demand improves?
Mr. Solanki, in my personal view, this has got two phases. A, first of all, demand should be there. Then in a second phase, the improvement into the price level is also there. I am sure once now the demand is coming back, and out of my experience, what I am looking at for the last 15-20 days is that, yes, there is quite a good movement in terms of the volumes of the products what we produce. And slowly and gradually, there is a good inquiry, good business inquiry, and out of the most of the business inquiry, we have concluded them into the business also. In a second phase, we see that, yes, there would be price improvement. Now, we are looking out of our experience is that most of the pricing of the raw material has also come to a stabilizing phase, as well as the prices of the finished products has also improved, I would not substantially say, but it has started improving. Like in terms of dyes intermediates, if I say yes, the prices have improved in a range of around 3 to 5% in some of the products. And we see, in spite of the price improvements also, there is a demand stability also, because you know, there has been always over a year gap in terms of this depression into the demand. Now, because of this depression into the demand for the last 12 months or so, you know, the entire pipeline is also dry. There is not much of the, you know, these stocks are available in the industry since there was a depression. Because of that, we see, yes, the this inquiry and volumes have started picking up.
Okay. So, sir, a current strategy of focusing on volume, then...
And let me add one more point here is that, you know, once the volumes are picked up, then I think the second phase will be the price improvements.
Okay. So, our strategy of focusing on volume, then compromising little bit on margins will change going forward once the situation is back to normal.
Yeah. Because I think this goes in a phase-wise manner. First of all, the demand was extremely lean earlier. Now demand is there. Now the second comes the pricing improvements. That will also follow the same.
Okay, got it. And on the raw materials, sir, have we seen any correction? And are we holding any high cost inventory in this quarter? Or
honestly speaking, high cost inventories are always there. It's a circle, Mr. Solanki, and you can't say that we are not having any high cost inventory. Yes, we are having some kind of high cost inventory also that has been also taken into factoring during our financials what we have given in the Q1, and that hit has been also already taken into that. But now the pricing has almost touched the bottom and started, coming on a stabilized form of different products also, of all the raw materials. But, you know, it's a circle, you always keep inventories in our factory. We always have working capital cycle, like work in progress, finished products, raw material, incoming raw material of imports. So it's a cycle. We cannot avoid, time cycle in this phase manner. Yes, we do have some inventories, but which are not the very major issue, we believe so. But that has been already accounted in Q1 results.
Okay. So in Q2, the impact may not be material. And
probably we may be benefited in Q2 because now the prices have started improving.
Got it. And sir, the last question, sir. We have utilized 35 crores of non-lien deposits. It was 95 crores in Q4 and it is 61 crores in Q1. So where have we deployed the money? Can you please share?
Well, if you are asking me exactly deployment of 35 crores is not right now ready with me, but as a whole I can tell you that the same money has been utilized for the business purposes, as if we completed our expansion also. Total expansion of 175 crores has been completed. That has been done from the internal accruals, as well as for the additional working capital requirement, since the volume and the total revenue of the company has gone by almost 100 crores in comparison with FY22 to FY23. So that additional working capital load has been also funded by from the company sources itself.
Got it. And sir, any guidance for the full year, if you can share?
It's my personal belief that good time is ahead of it, and I see in coming few months there will be a good period, and as of now, looking at the chemical sector, it's a bit a lean season going on, but yes, the business model is stable. It has never failed so, and being our company, which is a completely zero waste company and zero debt company also, which is a A+ rated company, healthy, and you know, this all kind of compliances we are trying to be fully this complied for, I see good time for us.
Got it, sir. I will come back in that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Ankur Agarwal from RC Wealth Solutions. Please go ahead.
तो ये जो प्रेजेंटेशन आपने दिया है उसमें कहीं ये नहीं शो कराया कि कितना टर्नओवर आपका केमिकल डिवीजन से आया है और कितना फर्टिलाइजर डिवीजन से आया है
एक है दीपक अपने पास
वॉल्यूम
इज आस्किंग हाउ मच इज अ केमिकल बिजनेस हाउ मच इज अ फर्टिलाइजर बिजनेस होल्ड ऑन अंकुर जी एक मिनट दीपक इज गिविंग इट टू यू
एंड मार्जिन की क्या स्थिति है केमिकल डिवीजन में कितना प्रॉफिट है और फर्टिलाइजर डिवीजन में कितना
मार्जिन अलग अलग वर्टिकल वाइज नहीं निकल सकता बिकॉज इट्स अ कंसोलिडेटेड बिजनेस एंड इट इज अ कंप्लीटली इंटीग्रेटेड बिजनेस सो टू डिग आउट द मार्जिन इंडिविजुअली वर्टिकल वाइज इज डिफिकल्ट एंड देट विल नॉट बी करेक्ट पिक्चर यू नो सो वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू गिव एनी काइंड ऑफ ए यू नो रॉन्ग फिगर्स वी टेक इट आउट ऑलवेज ऑन ए दिस कंसोलिडेटेड बेसिस एंड एज फार एज द फिगर्स इज कंसर्न 85 crores is a chemical business and 90 crores is a fertilizer business. To be very precise, it is 85.30 crores is chemical business and 90.23 crores is a fertilizer business.
Now chemical division is improving as you say ki ab the rates wagera badh rahe hain demand badh rahi hai.
Hello sir, ye Agarwal ji.
Okay. Thank you sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Parth Kotak from Alpha Plus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet sir. Hi, Deepak sir.
Hi, sir.
Sir, if you can guide me towards the utilization that we've achieved for both, would my assumption be correct? We'd still be at 40% utilization in the fertilizer space?
एक second. 90 करोड़ का है ना एक मिनट एक सेकंड से चालू रखिए कितना है
टोटल फर्टिलाइजर 56,000
टोटल फर्टिलाइजर नहीं ये है ना 56 हाँ टोटल फर्टिलाइजर सेल इज अराउंड 56,000 ऑफ टन्स इन दिस क्वार्टर एंड वैसे हाँ मोटा मोटी है व्हाट यू से इज ऑलमोस्ट 45 to 50% यस यू आर नॉट रॉन्ग
ओके ओके परफेक्ट सर सेकेंड आई थिंक ऑन अदर कॉल्स स्पेशली रिगार्डिंग द फर्टिलाइजर बिजनेस लॉट ऑफ अदर कंपनीज आर सेइंग दैट देयर इज अ प्रॉब्लम ऑफ इन्वेंटरी पाइल अप ऑन द डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन साइड आर वी फॉरसीइंग अ सिमिलर प्रॉब्लम
सर जो आप कह रहे हो वो काफी हद तक सही है And in this particular season, which we are passing through, yes, there is an inventory pileup at the level of the dealers and the distributors. That is mainly because of, ये जो अभी flooding का चक्कर चल रहा है, unseasonal rain और एक untimely situation जो चल रही है, किसानों ने जो फसल लगाई थी, वो फसल पूरी पानी में चली गई है. तो because of एक तो वो बहुत बड़ा एक impact है. Plus DAP, which went down almost at $426 now has again started at $550+. So वो भी एक बहुत बड़ा sector है. Plus the subsidy policy was declared bit late by the government of India. वो भी एक उसके अंदर issue है. But उसमें कोई खास बात नहीं है sir. It is just a routine business issue which keeps on coming every year, every half year in some or the other different manner. We are habitual of these kind of issues, which are not a major issue. आज inventory pile up है वो आने वाले season में निकल जाएगी उसमें कोई बहुत लंबी थोड़ी issue वाला कोई matter नहीं है sir. मैं उसको कोई बहुत बड़ा concern या कोई बहुत बड़ा issue या कोई working capital blockage या कोई cash crunch, I don't consider that.
Perfect sir, perfect. I think अपने को help करता है since we are completely debt free. I think that's not a big problem.
ये सब एक business के routine है. Life is not simple. Then business is also not simple. There are always issues at each and every stage. Whether it is a business or it's a personal life or whatever it is. So these are the normal issues. We have to handle them carefully and which we are doing so sir. Only the thing we need to say is that these kind of issues doesn't impact our operations, doesn't impact our financial health. So for that also we are quite comfortable, not a big deal.
Fair sir, fair. Sir, last question, I think on last call also you alluded that Q1 probably would be the worst, Q4 would be the worst or then we would see improvement and it's okay, I understand the market is bad and everybody is facing the problem, it's not just you. Since the end of Q1, do you think that the on-ground situation has actually improved or probably it might take another quarter or two for things to become better?
देखिए सर, वी आर इनटू अ साइकिल यू नो विच इन विच मेनी फैक्टर्स आर इंपैक्टिंग इट एंड सिंस वी आर इनटू द प्रोडक्ट्स विच हैज गॉट ए गुड यू नो विच इंपैक्ट्स मींस द होल ग्लोबल सिचुएशन इंपैक्ट्स अवर बिजनेस ऑल्सो फ्रॉम आउटसाइड ऑल्सो लाइक रॉ मेटेरियल अगर आप देखेंगे तो रॉक फॉस्फेट मेजरली वी इम्पोर्ट सल्फर वी मेजरली इम्पोर्ट एंड मोस्ट ऑफ अवर डाइस्टर्स वी एक्सपोर्ट ऑल्सो सो the whole globe impacts us in a great manner and I think you guys are well aware of the global situation than what we guys are because we are only focused on our business but I believe that you guys are focused on overall other political situations and other business situations also you know globally ab sab jo scene chal raha hai that is you know we all are sailing into the boat and I believe ki theek hai now that you know depression ka jo phase hai that is almost we are coming out of the dark tunnel एंड आई सी एटलीस्ट अब देखिए जैसे Q2 है Q2 भी तकरीबन आधा निकल चुका है आई थिंक बाय द एंड ऑफ द Q2 वी शुड बी कम्प्लीटली आउट ऑफ द टनल एंड द होल बिजनेस शुड बी बैक समवेयर इन Q3
परफेक्ट सर परफेक्ट दैट हेल्प्स अ लॉट थैंक यू सो मच फॉर आंसरिंग माई क्वेश्चन एंड विश यू ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट
थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू पार्टिसिपेंट्स यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड 1 टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ साकेत कपूर फ्रॉम कपूर एंड कंपनी प्लीज गो अहेड
नमस्कार सर सर जैसे प्रेजेंटेशन में आपने ये मेंशन किया कि जो न्यू फैसिलिटी है 66,000 टन की फॉर सल्फर केमिस्ट्री डेरिवेटिव्स एंड फॉर दी डाइज इंटरमीडिएट्स के लिए सर इससे सर मैंने व्हाट आर द इंक्रीमेंटल प्रॉफिट वी विल बी मेकिंग बिकॉज आपने लिखा है कि दिस फैसिलिटी इज कम्प्लीटली इंटीग्रेटेड एंड इसका सर रेवेन्यू और प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी में ऑप्टिमम लेवल क्या कंट्रीब्यूशन रहेगा
देखिए सर अगर ये चीजें जो है वो बहुत सारी दूसरी परिस्थितियों पे भी निर्भर करती है बट अगर मैं नॉर्मल टाइम की बात करूं तो यूनिट 5 इटसेल्फ शुड जनरेट यू ऑलमोस्ट अराउंड 200 करोड़ ऑफ द एडिशनल रिवेन्यू व्हाट वी हैव यू नो व्हाट शुड द कंपनी हैव ये एक नॉर्मल सिचुएशन की चीज है और जहां तक प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी का सवाल है लास्ट 3-4 क्वार्टर्स otherwise the profitability of the company has been always in a range of 9-11% on a PAT levels I believe the same phase should come also again in the industry maybe by Q3 of this financial year
sir and sir ye jo 175 crore ka hamara capex complete hua hai ye total money humne kis period mein spend kiya hai jo culminate hua hai
sir ye 175 crore ka capex jo hai wo hum logo ne presentation mein bhi diya hai इसमें 28 करोड़ रुपए हमने मध्य भारत एक्विजिशन के लिए दिया है 120 करोड़ रुपया हम लोगों ने यूनिट 5 के लिए दिया है और कुछ 19-20 करोड़ रुपया हमने सोलार किया एक 5.2 मेगावाट का उसके लिए दिया है और 5-1 करोड़ रुपया यूनिट का रिवेम्प था उसके लिए हम लोगों ने खर्चा किया है तो ऑल पुट टूगेदर 175 करोड़ रुपया टोटल कंपनी के लिए दिया है जिसके अंदर मध्य भारत भी आ गई
पीरियड पूछना चाह रहा था किस
सर ये समझ लीजिए 2020 से लेकर आज तक का है ये
सर आप जैसे रॉ मटेरियल के विषय में बता रहे थे कि उसके भी प्राइस ट्रेंड डाउनवर्ड ट्रेंड करे तो सर मेजर रॉ मटेरियल कंपोनेंट का अभी प्राइस ट्रेंड कैसा है सर और इसका जब हमारी इन्वेंट्री क्लियर हो जाएगी तो इसका इम्पैक्ट हमारी मार्जिन में क्वार्टर 3 पे आना रिफ्लेक्ट होगा सर रॉ मटेरियल पे आप
है टोटल रॉ मटेरियल 70-80 प्रोडक्ट्स हैं जो हम लोगों को लगते हैं बराबर है अब उसमें कौन कौन से प्रोडक्ट पे क्या क्या इम्पैक्ट है वी हैव एवरीथिंग इन डिटेल बट दैट वी कैन नॉट डिस्कस ऑन दिस कॉन कॉल विद यू ठीक है ना तो अगर ऐसी कोई चीज है या कोई ऐसे पर्टिकुलर सवाल है तो आप भेजिए हमको मेल के ऊपर हमारे कंपनी सेक्रेटरी को and we'll get back to you on that subject that's not the problem
I was only looking at the price trend in general as a percentage of sales
and agar aapko jaise bataun to approximately it has already touched to the bottom and again started coming back to the stabilization phase aur wo fir alag alag product ki chemistry mein jane ka is platform pe koi matlab nahi banta sir
ठीक है सर आपने जैसे सर जो गाइड किया अभी कि क्वार्टर 2 तक हमें देखना है कि ये बॉटम आउट प्रोसेस हो जाना चाहिए Q3 ऑनवर्ड जब Q2 के रिजल्ट्स के में कौन कॉल रखेंगे तब आप हमको और मैंने आगे अभी का जो ट्रेजेक्ट्री आप बता रहे हो कितनी मजबूत है उस समय और क्लियर हो जाएगी
सर वो रिजल्ट बताएगा, मेरे बोलने से कुछ नहीं होने वाला।
हाँ नहीं नहीं सर, मैं Q3 की बात बता रहा हूँ, जो अभी हम लोग जिस पर डिस्कशन कर रहे हैं कि Q2 वुड बी द टाइम फ्रॉम वेयर थिंग्स शुड टर्न अराउंड एंड Q3 Q4 ऑनवर्ड इट शुड बी नॉर्मल नंबर वेयर वॉल्यूम्स एंड द मार्जिन शुड बी सिमिलर व्हाट हिस्टोरिकली इट यूज्ड टू बी।
डेफिनेटली
दिस इज व्हाट अंडरस्टैंडिंग।
धन्यवाद।
थैंक
यू। Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Ankur Agarwal from RC Wealth Solutions. Please go ahead.
So, chemical jo vertical hai, uska capacity utilization kitna chal raha? Jo last quarter mein kitna raha?
Sir, wo PPT mein hoga, aap dekh lijiyega uske andar.
Nahi, quarter wise nahi diya hai usme utilization.
You're asking utilization?
Haan, capacity utilization last quarter jo quarter ban gaya hai.
और क्वार्टर वन में अप्रोक्सीमेटली नहीं केमिकल तो ये दोनों जोड़ रहा है, ये रहा 3000 टन 13-10000 का। हाँ तो ये साल का तो पूछ रहे हैं क्वार्टर वन FY 24 अप्रोक्सीमेटली 13500 टन है सर। 13500 ना 13539।
नहीं यूटिलाइजेशन क्या हुआ कैपेसिटी का
सर? वो पीपीटी में आप देख लीजिएगा कितना परसेंट यूटिलाइजेशन हुआ। आई थिंक कितना यूटिलाइजेशन हुआ, कितना बंदा यूटिलाइजेशन, दैट विल टेक एंड कम बैक टू यू मिस्टर अंकुर।
ओके, जैसे वॉल्यूम में तो ग्रोथ आई है तो वैल्यू वाइज भी लास्ट ईयर से ग्रोथ आई है या केवल वॉल्यूम में ही ग्रोथ आई है केमिकल डिवीजन में?
सर ऐसा है, प्राइसिंग डिप्रेस्ड है, वॉल्यूम में आई थिंक वी आर ऑलमोस्ट अराउंड 75-80% ऑफ द कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन इन टर्म्स ऑफ द केमिकल बिजनेस।
ओके
हाँ,
थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू। पार्टिसिपेंट्स यू मै प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन यू मै प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन। As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments.
Thank you, sir, and all my friends. We think we are in a good position to take advantage of the overall growth potential, and we are really excited about them. I want to thank everyone for attending and hope we have been able to address all your opinions. If you need any more information, please get in touch to Mr. Nitish Pangle, our company secretary and compliance officer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.